Hey everyone, this is Andrew Bishop from Marion, Ohio, from Fight Memorial Baptist Church, and you are listening to Do Not Keep Silent.
Welcome to Do Not Keep Silent.
Speaking out the name of Jesus in action and word.
Encouraging and equipping.
Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves.
Do what it says. Do not keep silent.
We're sitting down with Philip Chapa. He is with the Arbaugh Financial Strategies Company, and you can find out information about them at ArbaughFinancialStrategies.com. That's ArbaughFinancialStrategies.com. Or you can find Philip Chapa himself. And again, Philip, it's 1L, correct?
Correct. PHILCIOPPA.
Okay. And is it .com, .org? Where can they find your website?
It's .com.
Okay. And friends, so I encourage you to go there and find out more information out about him. Again, he serves as managing principal and chief investment officer after a highly successful career with Smith Barney and later Thrivent Financial, where he was one of the company's top producing advisors. And Philip, as we continue forward here with the interview, my question to you is, you know, the economy, probably 2007, 2008 really went into the tank. And a lot of people lost a lot. A lot of people today are still, you know, if you will, living hand to mouth. They really are. They're having struggles. And things you're talking about of, well, you need a budget. You need this. Some people are just saying, I can't do that because I'm living so, well, I have nothing, they think. Number one, if you could you, I'd ask if you could encourage people to say, yes, there is light at the end of the tunnel. But for that person, what would you suggest that they maybe at least attempt to do?
Well, you know, they have to first have a budget. Everybody can have a budget. Even if you're coming out where you're in the negative every month, you at least can figure out what you can cut. So that is the first step for anybody, whether you're making $1 million or $10,000 a year. Secondly, from there, you just really determine what it is that you need, as I said earlier, and what it is that you can do. And, yeah, people are hurting. They're living, you know, hand to mouth. And some people are living off of savings, and that's very difficult. And, in fact, the majority of America is really just going month to month. But, again, I say to people, I don't care if you put $10 away or $25 away a month. Put something away to know that you're at least contributing to your own welfare and well-being.
Yes, I think that's really great advice. And, you know, Philip, as we get out of here, if there was anything you'd like to share more about Arbaugh itself with our listeners, number one, could you do that for us?
Absolutely. We are a full-service financial firm. You do not have to have $1 million to work with us. We're located in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, and in Norwalk, Connecticut, but are licensed in many states. And if there's somebody listening who's interested in working with us, and we're not licensed in that state, it takes about a day to get licensed. It's nothing. So I'd encourage them again to give us a call at 203-604-6692.
Okay, can you give that number one more time?
Absolutely. 203-604-6692.
All right. And Philip, as we get out of here, you had said that, I want to say in your former life, but it's still your life. You've been a Catholic priest and now you're doing this. You know, some people I'm sure are going, how did he do that? Would you just mind sharing that story a little bit?
Well, I know it sounds a little bit like, you know, you cannot serve God and mammon, but I really see what I do as a ministry. You know, ministry is an approach to life. It's really not so much what you do, it's how you do it. So, you know, before I was taking care of spiritual needs, now I'm taking care of people's temporal needs, although they really do intersect, as you can well imagine.
Yes.
Very often what people need, you know, spiritually depends upon their temporal conditions and vice versa. So, you know, I really do see this as an extension of what I did for many years. I didn't leave the church. I didn't leave my faith. It's all still very much intact. And basically what I try to do is, you know, do right by people. Financial advisors have a bad reputation, and deservedly so in many cases. Mm. So, you know, I try and reverse their opinion and show them there is a different way of doing business.
Okay, that's awesome. And, you know, as we get out of here, Philip, I always ask our people that we have come in, our guests, a one question as we finish up. And that question would be this. If there was just one thing you could share with our listeners, something that you believe is very important, something that would be, something that you would share with anybody at any time, what would that one thing be?
I would say, put your faith in the Lord and do the best that you can do, and you will be provided for. It's that old adage, God does help those who help themselves. And I think it's important that we always remember that.
I think that's awesome. And Philip, thank you again so much for meeting with us. And if they want to connect up with you, where could they do that again?
Again, they can go to my website at Phil, PhilCio, P as in Peter, another PA.com, philchapa.com, or call me at 203-604-6692. Again, 203-604-6692.
Thank you so much, everybody. And get out there and speak out the name of Jesus Christ in action and in word. Do not keep silent. See you later, Philip.
Thank you very much.
You bet. Bye-bye.
Find us online at worldviewwarriors.org.